Teresa, Dylan, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
We're talking a little bit about the fundraiser this weekend here at the Next Chapter for the Grand Theater Foundation. And Teresa, I want to ask you first, what spawned this idea?
Actually, we get donations of used books in our basement, and we are overflowing at this point and ready to move some of those books out of here so we can make room for new ones coming in. And we were trying to come up with an idea of where we could maybe help the community in some way and get rid of a few used books at the same time, and we came up with the theater project.
Well, and I mean, it's right down the street from you, so you must know the value, too, of that theater to the community.
Absolutely. I remember as my kids were growing up, we went to the movies every weekend. And when we opened the store 5 years ago, I remember the constant line of kids going by and adults, but especially kids on the weekends. And we miss seeing that. And I think we need to have that for our community again.
How many books would you say that you have downstairs right now?
Oh, Aaron, a lot.
We'll have some pictures up at canicareless.com. I just wanted to throw that one out there for you. Dylan, when you guys were approached with this idea, what was your reaction?
Really excited. I mean, this is just another example of kind of something that the theater wants to do. I mean, we want to be another reason, I guess, for people to come downtown. It's just part of one of those downtown experiences, just kind of that well-rounded cultural entertainment, retail. It's part of the mix. I mean, we need something like that downtown in order to continue growing, to continue creating a vibrant environment for people.
And really, I mean, this idea of the free will book sale will hopefully draw the community in and give them some motivation to, you know, it's another way to donate to this cause and make sure that theater project's on strong feet as it gets started here.
For sure, yeah. I think that was a really great idea on Teresa and Annie's part. It was just kind of come as you are, give what you can. You know, of course, there will be people that will give $1 or $5. There will be people that will give $20 or $100 or, you know, whatever they're in a position to do. So we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be a great kind of partnership, another great opportunity to work with our neighbors down the street here at the Next Chapter.
And there will be representatives here, too, from the Grand Theater Foundation talking about the project, maybe for people that don't know all the details or what they can expect from it.
Exactly, yeah. The event is actually Friday all day during their business hours, and then Saturday as well from 9 to 2. And we'll have somebody here in the basement, you know, talking books to the fullest extent of our knowledge, I guess, but then really talking about the project, what we hope to do, what we want to see with the theater programming ideas, and then getting people's feedback, too.
Teresa, have you gotten some excitement from the community about this already?
We have. In fact, we had people in last weekend who thought it was last weekend. So we have had excitement about it, and people are really pulling for the theater, and I think it's just a great cause to come in, grab some books, and make a donation.
Dylan, can you just give us a little update? I know that you're waiting on an official word for the nonprofit before you really start the fundraising drive, so this is just kind of a way to make sure that there's a good base started.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we already have sort of miscellaneous expenses with application fees and all of those sorts of things when we're applying for that nonprofit status. But yeah, just as you said, at this point, we are waiting for official word from the IRS to get our nonprofit, our 501c3 status established. We're really confident that it's going to happen. There are 1,000 theaters out there, you know, similar to this that have kind of that historic preservation, educational, community development kind of component to them. So we're very confident that it's going to happen. That's when our grant writing processes will start. That's when our major fundraising kind of capital campaigns will start. But for right now, we've had a ton of community buy-in just from individuals, from businesses downtown that want to see the ball rolling, you know, that want to see progress. And, you know, we've got a good bit of money already. So it's really promising and it's really reassuring. It's really encouraging to us as leaders of the project, I guess you'd call it. So.
And it sounds like the timing couldn't really be better, too, as the application's starting to get wrapped up here. We'll have some community buy-in, hopefully, from RegBry, from Nationals, and that will hopefully get everyone kind of rallied up and together and continue that momentum forward.
Yeah, for sure. We do have plans during RegBry because it's going to kind of be one of the focal points, I guess, of the downtown area. We hope to have the marquee lit up, you know, during the night's entertainment and all of those sorts of things, tours of the theater, somebody on hand to give kind of an idea or synopsis of what we want to do with the theater. And, you know, RegBry writers and RegBry support staff and participants really support the communities that they're in. They're really interested in these types of projects. They're really interested in supporting, you know, if it's meals, they're going to go to the local churches and eat meals. They're going to go to the Kiwanis and the Rotary and eat meals. They're going to support local, and it doesn't get much more local than this. So
Teresa, can you tell us a little bit about the details now this Friday and Saturday?
Sure. We're hoping to have, for sure, Dylan and some of his staff, as it is, helping him in the basement. So Friday, we'll be here from 9 to 5:30. People can come in, go right to the basement. We've got the shelves overloaded with books. People can just go through, find what they like, take what they like, and make a large donation. And same Saturday, we're open 9 to 2. So anytime during those 2 days, please come in and support our theater project.
All right. Is there anything else either of you two would like to add as we wrap up today?
This is a pretty unique fundraiser for us in that 100% of the proceeds are going to the project. It's super generous on Teresa's part. The Next Chapter is always just a wonderful spot to be. Everyone in our office comes over here for all of our Secret Santa gifts and all those sorts of things. So this is just an extension of their community partnership, I think. So we're really happy to work with them on this, and we hope it's really successful.
All right. Well, thank you two for being here with us today, and we look forward to it this Saturday.
Thank you.